ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरोन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजाथा सहघना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदा सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिन् इति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्तवृंदा। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। मुखं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं दङ्गयते गिरिं यत्कृपात्तमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरु दीनतारिणं। हरे कृष्ण। सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल वी'ड लाइक टू वेलकम ऑल द डिवोटीज टू कम फॉर दिस संडे आफ्टरनून प्रोग्राम। It's getting hot. The summer season is approaching soon and it shall already come. It's getting hot in the afternoons. But still, all of you have come here looking for the shade. That is all gratitude. All, it's not easy to travel in Mumbai to come on a Sunday. That's the probably for most people the only day of an off. Some people have Saturday off, Sunday off. It's probably most, that's the only day off. And to come to temple with so many options available in Mumbai, just to stay at home, watch TV, spend time with family, or do so many things in Mumbai. But it's great happiness to see still so many people coming in. Of course, we want more and more people come, but it's amazing still so many people coming with all that, and it's a great fortune of each one of us who are present here to hear about the Lord, to speak about the Lord. So with this, seeking the blessings of all the Vaishnavas assembled, and so that we can speak something about the pastimes of the Supreme Lord for the pleasure of Sri Radha Gopinathji, for the service to all the devotees, and for my own purification. We are all looking for shade, some shade in our lives, isn't it? We are all experiencing the heat of this material world. Each one of us is in our own individual ways, specifically designed ways, we are experiencing the heat. All of us are in the sunlight of the material energy. Nobody here can say that I don't experience the heat of this world. For everyone, there is a unique and a designed manner how everyone is experiencing some pain, some misery, some unwanted thing in one's life. Is there anyone who can say here who is completely free of any misery, any pain, or any difficulty in life? Is there anyone who would like to raise their arms? So we are all looking for shade or some comfort, some peace, some happiness, which we are missing in this world. And this world offers varieties of options, varieties of things being advertised, varieties of relationships being offered, varieties of gadgets, varieties. People are looking for happiness, for solace, for some shade in different things. Some people are looking in things, some people looking in relations, some people in mobile, or some people in whatever different ways we are looking, where we can hold our umbrella and keep ourselves away from the heat of this world. Which the Shastras brilliantly, how the scriptures define things, is amazing how the scriptures define that there are just, they classify all the heats of different peoples which we experience in this three categories, Adi Bhautik, Adi Daivik, and Adhyatmik. These are all the miseries. Whatever misery or whatever difficulty anyone is experiencing is very like beautifully classified as Adi Bhautik, that is caused by other living entities. We all have that experience of different miseries or pains which are caused by other living beings, our friends, our relationships, there are so many seminars nowadays going on about relationship management and how to have good relationship and this and that. So each one of experience some misery from relationships, adipathic, from other living entities, different other living beings other than humans we experience. Adidevik, that is coming from the natural disasters, sometimes it's too much hot, sometimes it's too much rain, too much cold, cyclone and whatnot. So these are the adidevik miseries. And then the adhyatmik, that's one's own mind. One's own mind. If everything is fine still, the same thing, same situations, one day somebody gets up and then says, hey, I am having this and this and this. The same situation was there yesterday. And the next day you get up and the mind gives you torture. Oh, I am facing this, that anxiety of that and that. That's the nature of the mind. Then you get adhyatmik kleshas or miseries. So that's the daily breaking news. Like this, nowadays all this news sell and keep coming with something small happen any part of the far part of the world and then breaking news, this. We can all classify these news, Adi Bhautik, Adi Dhaivik or Adhyatmik news, whatever is happening some part of the world in some people's life, in our life or some people's life. And the Acharyas and the scriptures, they give us the time-tested solution for all these things. How to overcome the kleshas, Adi Bhautik, Adhyatmik, Adi Devik. What is that umbrella which will cover all these? Like we look for different solutions, specific solutions for different problems. But the scriptures and the acharyas give one umbrella, one shade, which can cover all the miseries, which will take care of all the difficulties, all the problems, which will give us that shade which we are all looking for. That is why we have these regular discussions here, to come up, to remind ourselves of those solutions which the scriptures offer. Srila Prabhupada then brilliantly in the introduction to the Bhagavad Gita as it is explains that Prabhupada quotes that purpose of the Bhagavad Gita is to deliver mankind from nescience of material existence. He says, every man is in difficulty in so many ways, as was Arjuna on the battlefield. So we have our own battlefields, our own enemies whom we are struggling with, fighting with. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada explains, therefore the message of Bhagavad Gita and the scriptures is relevant for each one of us who is there in his own battlefield. Everyone agrees that we are on a battlefield in our own zones? Everyone agrees? Yes. No, sabka haath khada nahi ho raha hai. Ya to samajh mein nahi aa raha hai, ya... Because those who are not raising, probably they can go for prasad. They don't need. They are happy, satisfied. Of course, prasad may not be available now, but but still, those who feel that they are not on the battlefield, they have no problems in life, everything is wonderful, happy, probably you don't have to come and hear scriptures. You need to go to a mental asylum, probably. Anyways. But of course, Prabhupada brilliantly explained, because of the material existence, Prabhupada explains, our existence is in the atmosphere of non-existence. Interesting. Our existence is in the atmosphere of non-existence. So we are at a wrong place. Now, what is the solution? Then Prabhupada explains that few fortunate people question what is suffering. And that is the beginning of human form of life. Athato brahma jigyasa. What is the purpose of life? Why am I suffering? That's the most intelligent question. Prabhupada explained that one should ask this question. That is, one who asks this question is a proper student of the Bhagavad Gita. Yes. And Prabhupada explained that the Lord descends to remind the purpose of existence, to give this knowledge, to remind us, to tell us that what is the purpose of my life? Why am I here? What is the goal of my life? Every intelligent person should ask this question. That why am I here? What am I doing here? One should take out some time. Otherwise in Mumbai one's life can be so busy that just forget the purpose of what we are doing, for why we are doing or for whom we are doing. Somehow that's difficulty. Prabhupada very beautifully in the introduction to the Bhagavad Gita explains that there is a complete facility for the small complete units, each one of us, the small complete units. So there is a complete facility available for the small complete units, namely the living entities, that means each one of us here, to realize the complete. And all sorts of incompleteness are experienced due to incomplete knowledge of the complete. So we all experience some sort of incompleteness in life. Lagta hai ye kuch to kam hai jeevan mein. Shayad ye hota to acha hota, ye hota to ye milta, ye hota ye acha hota, ya aisa hota to acha hota, ya iske saath hote to acha ye prapt ho jata hota. Shayad itna paisa hota to acha hota, yahan job hoti to acha hota, ye ladki se shaadi hoti, ya ladke se shaadi hoti to acha hota, ya ghar mein aisa hota, ya bacche sunte to acha hota, ye hota to acha hota. So some sort of incompleteness is there in each one of our lives, Prabhupada explains. And all sorts of incompleteness, all, whatever incompleteness, each one of us have our individual incompletenesses, is there, are experienced due to incomplete knowledge of the complete. And then, the Bhagavad Gita contains the complete knowledge of the Vedic wisdom, which can give us complete knowledge and can complete our incompleteness. That is something. Otherwise, people try through different ways and try to make themselves complete. What is that? The Raymond would come up with that, the complete man since 1925. That's, people have been wearing Raymond since beginning, since 1925, but still there is some incompleteness. Because there's something lacking. That is what the Bhagavad Gita and the scriptures are offering. Each one of us are hankering for pleasure. The scriptures come to the really root of the problem. They don't just deal with the symptomatic treatment. Like in Ayurveda, sometimes they deal with the root of the problem. Jada, iska bimari hai kahan se? What is the source of the disease? Because we see the symptoms, somebody is having fever. But why is there a fever? What is wrong in the system? It's a mechanism of the body to respond to it. Something, what is the root cause if there are some boils? So they'll decide, probably the blood is impure. Rather than just treating the boil, sometimes it doesn't look relevant. Yaar, mere haath mein boil hai aur khane ko khun saaf karne ki dawai de raha hai. But ajeeb sa solution lagta hai kai baar. It looks a little strange and odd. Sometimes they just cut the boil or give some cream to apply on the boil. That's it. And what is this? You're giving a bitter pill to this, which has, in one sense, apparently to a common man, does not make sense. Dawai khane se ye jo foda ho raha hai, usko kaise theek ho jayega? Usko kaato ya clean karo ya karo? We do that also. But then the root of the problem, or whatever, the impurity of the blood, or the imbalance of the kapha, vata, pitta, or whatever is there, that is treated. The scriptures go to the bottom line and the root of the problem. Root of the problem in our lives. It doesn't deal with exact solutions. It give you like, okay, you are suffering from this, so you take this. No, you are having this difficulty, you take this. No. That we have to take care. But the scriptures go to the root, bottom root of the problem. What is the problem? All living entities, all of us living beings, are hankering for pleasure because we are all part and parcel of God. Satchit ananda, anandamayo bhyasat. We are all looking for happiness. So even it goes to such axiomatic truths that all of us are looking for happiness. This is true, absolute true. And then it explains how the Lord is perpetually happy. If the living entity associates with Him and cooperates with Him and becomes happy. You become happy when you associate with a happy person. Nahin? Aadmi saamne wala bhi dukhi hai, ab uske saath apna dukh share karoge, to kya hoga? Aur dukhi ho jaoge, uska bhi dukh sunkar. But the Supreme Lord Krishna, we'll come to this later also. The Supreme Lord is the most happiest person. He is always happy. You never seen a murti of Krishna where He is like not so happy or He is not smiling. Krishna is always smiling. That is the nature of the Supreme Lord. One time one person asked, why Krishna's so many children are suffering, still Krishna is happy. He is happy in His world with His devotees and He is sending His message for us to come back and make us happy. He is here to make us happy also. Join Him and become happy with Him. That is what Krishna is here for. He is giving His association. When we come to temple, we take darshan of Radha Gopinath, we become satisfied. Many people have shared their experiences that when they come first time to temple, they feel a complete satisfaction. Aisa lagta hai ghar par aa gaye. When you go home after a long time of being out, and when you go in your mother's lap or your father's lap, and you experience that homely, comfortable, loving feeling. So many people, those who come, have shared that yahan ke aisa lagta hai ki jaise ghar par aa gaye, ek pura shant ho jata hai man when we see Radha Gopinath, because they are our eternal father. So when we experience that complete happiness, so we can experience the association of the Lord by taking His darshan, by chanting His names, as Prabhupada was beautifully chanting the holy names, by chanting, by associating with devotees, by reading the scriptures, and by hearing about the Supreme Lord and His pastime. So every, in one sense, every moment we spent in the temple is actually a potential step forward to an eternal, spiritual, happy, real life. How we absorb that It's up to us. Every moment here, what we spend, is actually a potential step forward to an eternal, happy, spiritual life, reuniting with our Supreme Lord. The Lord descends, performs His leelas, pastimes, to share His happiness with each one of us, to give us that happiness, experience of that happiness. He comes to Vrindavan, performs His wonderful activities with His friends, with the gopis, with the other, with the cows and all, and shares the whole happiness. And Prabhupada brilliantly explains, writes in the introduction to the Gita, that the total population of Vrindavan knew nothing but Krishna. So that's the only thing they knew. Everyone knew only Krishna. And they experienced immense joy in being with Krishna. So that is what we are all looking for. To be back home where there is happiness, eternal happiness. So with this background, we will today discuss a small little pastime from Vrindavan and learn some lessons on how we can practically associate with the Supreme Lord. In one of the Krishna book, one of the chapters, Srila Prabhupada explains that the same pleasure with Nanda Maharaj, Yashodamai, Krishna's mother and Krishna's father, and all the cowherd boys and men experienced, we can experience the same pleasure by hearing about these stories and pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Nice flute, Krishna's appearance. Somebody's playing the flute. And we will come to the flute playing, Krishna willing. So we will discuss one of the beautiful episodes from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, the 13th chapter, which is entitled Brahma Vimohan Leela. It's a beautiful pastime. It begins with Shukadev Goswami glorifying Parikshit Maharaj. It's a conversation between Shukadev Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj happening on the banks of Ganga, where Shukadev Goswami is speaking the Srimad Bhagavatam and Parikshit Maharaj is hearing. It's almost, by the time it's 10th canto, it's the 3rd or the 4th day. It's not like this 1 hour session and then you go and take prasad. It was like a session, 7 days, which began in, and it was continuous with no breaks, no prasadam break at all. Probably other sages might have gone for prasadam, or they must have brought something and had made their plates and brought it. I'm not sure. Some learned people can share, but I'm not aware. But maybe Sukadev Goswami. Of course, we went to that place where Suta Goswami again spoke the Srimad Bhagavatam. There the pujari was explaining, so that all the rishis and others, they were sitting in their kutiyas and hearing. So probably they must be having prasad in between and all. So he was, Suta Goswami was speaking, and all the sages were in their own, through their FM technology, whatever technology, they were hearing in their own kutiyas and hearing the katha. Many of them were hearing in their own kutiyas only and sitting. So probably they were. But here, Parikshit Maharaj, of course, did not eat anything, for sure. And nor Shukadev Goswami, for sure. Because he was speaking and he was hearing. Here, all of us will get prasad. Neither can I survive, nor can we, all of us. So we need. So that is happening almost 4 days, probably 3rd or the 4th day, and Parikshit Maharaj is asking question after questions. In the beginning of the 10th canto also he asked questions. The 9th canto, last few verses, Parikshit Maharaj, Shukadev Goswami describes Krishna's leela in one verse, that Krishna was born in Mathura, taken to Gokul, and then he performed some pastimes there, and then he went to Mathura, killed Kamsa, and then they moved to Dwarka, and then he married 16,108 queens. Thank you very much, Haribo. That's how Shukadev Goswami ended Krishna. And then Parikshit Maharaj got excited, and then he started asking, you spoke about Suryavamsh, Chandravamsh, and different kings, and they're all glorious, but in Yaduvamsh, Krishna appeared with Sri Balaramji as an Amsha. What pastimes they did, please explain to me in great detail. It's great detail, please. Tad Vistarat, explain me in great detail. Don't just wind up these stories in just few words. So that's Then Sukadeva Goswami, the speaker, also gets enlivened to speak when he sees a good receptive audience. If the audience is sleeping all the time, the speaker also doesn't feel inspired to speak. Of course, it's the speaker's responsibility also to keep the audience enlivened and speak. I remember once that Sarvabhaum Prabhu, that devotee who preaches very wonderfully all over the world probably, and he would preach in Pakistan. One time he was here and he would like very enlivening talks he would give and people would hear with rapt attention. He said, how I started like this, speaking, making people interactive and keeping people alive. He said he heard one story one time, a bus driver and a kathakar, they both died in different ways. They died, he died, died. They both went to Yamaraj at the same time reporting. So what is this? This is your, this is what you have done. So then the bus driver was told, you can go to the heavenly planets and this are your perks and remunerations and the provident fund, whatever else, this is what you enjoy in the Swargaloka. And then the Kathakar was asked, and he was also hearing what is happening. He said, no, you'll have to spend some time in Narkaloka also. He was shocked, of course, this story to point. What is this? He was driving bus, road transport bus, and I was like giving katha, talking about the Supreme Lord. And then the Yamadutas had to explain him. When he was driving, people were remembering Ram and Krishna, and they were chanting. He was doing so rashly that people were remembering Krishna. And when you were speaking, people were sleeping and taking rest. So they made him remember more. So for my sake, please. So Parikshit Maharaj was asking questions and very enthusiastic, very enlivening. Sukadeva Goswami was so happy. He begins this chapter was by glorifying Parikshit Maharaj. That you are not an ordinary person, my dear. Sadhu Prishtam Mahabhaga Tvaya Bhagavat Uttama Yannutanasya Shishyasya Shranvan Api Kathan Muhum. Sadhu Prashtam, what wonderful questions you have asked, my dear Parikshit. You are Mahabhaga, you are greatly fortunate. You are the one whom the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna gave darshan while you were in the womb, in your mother's womb, in Uttara's womb. So you are the most fortunate person. That is the fortune, to see the darshan of the Supreme Lord. Tvaya Bhagavata Uttama. You are the best of the devotees, the Bhagavata Uttama, because you like to hear Krishna Katha again and again and in great detail. Therefore, you are Bhagavat Uttam. You're the best devotee. Good, better, best. And that's like the superlative. You're the best devotee. Of course, one time Srila Prabhupada was also giving a class when he said, Prahlad Maharaj is the best devotee. Here, Parikshit Maharaj is best. And then another class he was saying, Yudhishthira Maharaj is the best of the devotees. And he was speaking in one class. Prabhupada is saying, Udhavji is the best devotee, so much close association of Krishna, best of the Yaduvamshis. So like that. So finally one devotee asked, Prabhupada, you were saying, he is the best. Who is the best? Prabhupada explained that in spiritual life, everyone is the best. All these are best devotees. No one is good or better. Everyone is best devotee in their own ways. In their own devotion, they are the best. So here, of course, Parikshit Maharaj is the best of the devotees, best of the Vaishnavas. He likes to hear Krishna Katan. So eager, so enthusiastic. The last few days remaining. And that's what he wanted to do. That's what he decided with the guidance of all the sages, that I should hear about Krishna. I should hear Srimad Bhagavatam. We can actually take a moment and think. If we were given, let's say, if we come to know we have 7 days and 7 nights, what would we like to do? Everyone take a moment and think. What would we like to do? Everyone close your eyes and then think. Not sleep, but just close your eyes for a moment to experience. We have 7 days and 7 nights to live. What will be our wish list? And Parikshit Maharaj, we don't have to share, but Parikshit Maharaj was the king of the world. definitely having many issues to be resolved, many decisions to be passed on, many legacies to be passed on, many secret passwords or codes to be given, or given the account details and everything and whatever else, army to control, and everything is there. But he decides to leave and hear Krishna Katha. So that was what Parikshit Maharaj was valuing. That was his attachment to hear. And Shukadev Goswami glorifying him, and then he explains how the pure devotees, the Supreme Lord, Paramahamsas, how they relish Krishna Katha, the Leelas, the Supreme Lord. He describes like a Stri Lampat Purush, a man who is very attached to women and sex, how he gets never tired. This is Shukadev Goswami, the great renunciate, giving this example. That a Stri Lampat Purush, when a person who is completely addicted to sex and women, when he talks to a lady, how he talks, he never gets tired talking to her or talking about her or those subject matters. So the Paramahamsas, the great devotees, take even more pleasure than that. This is what we have experienced, all of us, in this world. Most of the topics which people come together and discuss, either it's Krishna Charcha or sex and money. If we can boil down all the conversations of people in this world, that's if you have to just classify, broad classification of all the conversations, telephonic conversations, if we recorded data, record all the conversations of all the people in the world, there will be two conclusions, or three topics. Either people are talking about sex life, money, we can boil down to that, or those are the devotees will be talking about Krishna. That's the thing we get in. That's how Shukadev Goswami begins this narration, that glorifying Parikshit Maharaj and telling how you are the best of the devotees, you are the most fortunate personality. Please hear with great attention this Leela which I am going to unfold unto you. This Leela which we are talking happens after Krishna liberated Aghasur. Aghasur was one of the demons sent by Kamsa from the demoniac family. Agha, Bak and Putana, brother, sister, demoniac family, Putana, who wanted to kill Krishna and then got killed, and Bakasur came. And finally Kamsa sent Aghasur, assumed a huge python form, swallowed all the children, Krishna's cowherd friends. Krishna enters inside, kills Aghasur and liberates him, gives him mukti. And all the demigods were astonished to see, because Aghasur was like a known criminal in all, under all the, what is that, Brahma's penal code, under all the, how many codes are there? I don't know. How many are there? IPC? 500 or something. So he was registered under all the Brahma's penal code. All the cases were registered for him under all the categories. So Brahmaji and all the Yamaraj and all, they were ready for it. That he's going to die and he's going to come up to us and we are going to analyze his punishment and everything, and it was all ready. And when they saw Krishna liberated him, so Indradev and all the demigods and others were very astounded. And Brahmaji especially, he came a little late, he was probably busy. When he came and he saw, my God, he was also astounded that all of us were waiting for him to come and die and then give him some sufficient punishment and training and teach him lesson, and now here he is liberated. So Brahmaji was also astounded, didn't know what to do. So after this pastime, what we are beginning here now is Krishna is there with his cowherd friends. They all come out from the mouth of Aghasur, and then most of them were very afraid entering inside the mouth of a snake. Can you imagine? They're all so afraid, what to do, they were not sure. Let's probably go back home, that's the easiest thing, let's pack our, no, they didn't have bags, whatever lunch and all they had, let's go back. But Krishna said, no, let's go to a place where we can have some prasad. That's when Krishna decided, let's have prasad. Probably they might have taken bath, nahi? Saab ke muh se aaye honge, to they definitely might have probably taken bath in Yamuna, and then we can think about it. So they reached the banks of Sri Jamunaji, the beautiful sandy soft sand beach was there of Yamunaji. Not like the beach what we have here in Juhu or Chapati. So much plastic and so much things are like lying here. Few days back I happened to get there, all those. Everything is like strewn apart. I don't know, the waves come, whatever is thrown inside is also brought out. And it's people trying to enjoy there. It's a strange, unclean muchi with all those strange, those plastic bottles and whatever fruit drinks, people just throw it there. But anyway, here it was different. Yamunaji, on the banks of Sri Yamunaji. Very, very soft, clean, sandy beach with nice, fragrant lotus flowers. Not the lotus flowers of Bombay, which have no smell. The most fragrant flowers, the beautiful breezes are going on, and the bees are humming, and the birds are singing, and the echo is happening. And very crystal clear Yamuna Jal, the Yamuna water, is flowing in that beautiful serene atmosphere. Krishna offers a proposal. Who can deny Krishna's proposal when he offers a proposal? Krishna proposes, let's have lunch there. Since all of us are hungry, this is the most beautiful ambience for prasadam. Let's all join here and there's nice drinking water available here. The calves can go and have some drinking water. And there's nice soft grass a little away, so they can just go and have some grass. And meanwhile, they take their prasad, we take our prasad. So they began to take prasad. It's amazing how nice. Ambience is important when you honor prasad. It's very important. Actually, the food, you get nourished when you eat food or prasad in a very clean, sattvic environment. It has an impact. Where we take prasad also has an impact. Nowadays, like most places, there's a whole big screen going on with thousands of killings in a second going on, and sex scenes are happening, and people are munching something or not even noticing what they're eating. What that food will have an effect on us. And of course, unfortunately, in Mumbai, there's not even time to sit and take prasad. People have to catch a train, run with a vada pav, and move ahead and go ahead and take prasad. This, unfortunately. But then, Vrindavan is different. Krishna is there on the most scenic spot for his, with his friends to take prasad. And they immediately takes out their plates and glasses and spoons and get ready. No, they never carried all those plates and glasses and spoons. First they just sit around. Krishna was in the middle. Krishna sat down first, opening his lunch bags, and then all his principal 8 friends, close friends, they make a circle around Krishna. And then another 16 of them make circle around Krishna. And then another 32 of them make circle around Krishna. And then another 64 of them, and then 128, and like big, big, big circles around Krishna. Everyone is seeing towards Krishna. They are not focused on prasad. More thing, more was, it's Krishna's association. To serve Krishna, make Krishna happy. That was the goal of everyone, all the cowherd friends. That's what they were looking for always. Every day when they would come out to have prasad with, that would be a pastime by itself. Taking prasad with Krishna on the banks of Sri Yamunaji. That was the beautiful. And everyone is looking towards Krishna as if Krishna is looking towards them. Even the boys who were sitting behind Krishna were seeing that Krishna is seeing them. That is Krishna. There is no back to Krishna. It's only front. There is no back of Krishna. So everyone, even the last circle boy who was sitting, was equally able to reciprocate with Krishna, with the same boy who was sitting right in front of Krishna. That is Krishna, all accommodating, all his powers, he can reciprocate with each and every living entity. There is never, we can say that there is no admission in his Vaikuntha, or there is like limit bhar gaya abhi nahi. Or there are like 500 devotees have already gone back to Godhead, now no more entry for the next 2 years or 1 year. So no, there is nothing like that. Krishna can reciprocate with unlimited number of devotees. Unlimited. Even in the last person who comes in, Krishna has sweet, loving, personal, individual relationship with him. That is Krishna's sitting. It's the most beautiful sight to see. It would have been nice if they had those drones to take a picture of that with Krishna in the center. Of course, Shukadeva Goswami is beautifully describing from the spiritual sky, beautiful taking darshan of that Krishna on the bank of Yamuna with breeze and the birds and the hummings of the bumblebees, the beautiful scene, and Krishna with his cowherd friends. And everyone, nobody had those paper cups or plastic glasses that they brought out there, ghar se leke aaye the. Not even steel. Nobody brought any glasses or plates or spoons. Whatever was there, somebody brought some leaves, the palasha leaves, they brought this, washed it in Yamunachi, made that as plate. Somebody brought some fruit, cut open and took that shell to make a like a plate. Somebody just cut some bark of the tree and made it as a plate. So different devotees were using their different, like, different ideas to make. Somebody just kept it on the floor, like bhojan sthali. They cleaned the floor with probably with Yamuna water, and then they just put it there. And somebody just put it in that packet, whatever they brought, some cloth or some leaves. So they just opened and began to serve Krishna. Everyone wanted to serve Krishna first. You take Krishna first. This is my mother made this nice samosas for you. My mother made this kachori to you. And they were having nice fun time. Sometimes Krishna would joke. Sometimes Madhu Mangal will joke. Sometimes Krishna will tell Madhu Mangal, hey, look this side. And then Madhu Mangal will look. And Krishna would put something from his plate in Madhu Mangal's plate. And then Madhu Mangal will shout, hey, no. I'm a Brahmana. Why are you contaminating me? This is a Gopa. And how can I eat your food? And sometimes Krishna will steal from somebody's plate. Somebody would take, Krishna would take from someone and give it to someone else. So like that, they were having a nice time and spending time. And sometimes they would dance while eating. So Brahmaji was all watching all this, what is happening here. After the Aghasur, he was excited because he missed part of the Aghasur Leela. He was busy with some management duties or something, so he had missed that. So then now he was excited to see what is happening after that. What does Krishna do after that? He wanted to see more leelas. So he's going to do something here. So then all these friends were having their prasad and some fun is happening and somebody is just tasting the prasad and saying, dahi wahi laya to khatta to nahi ho gaya. Just to check if it is nothing sar. So they would taste it and then say, no, it is very nice. Krishna, you take. And then Krishna would say, this is only very little. No, you take. And somebody would say, no. Some devotees would say, the boys would say, oh, Krishna, you have to take everything what we have brought. And this way Krishna would eat all the food from all the gopas, whatever they had brought. And they would exchange. Like that, they would have a whole festival of. And Krishna was, Yashoda Mai also would pack some prasad for Krishna, sometimes curd rice, something, different preparations. Not so much descriptions we have heard, but must be paratha sometimes. Eh? Sometimes aloo paratha. Aloo was there? Maybe some parathas or gobi parathas or pickles or curd rice was there definitely. But different samosas and kacharis and what else? Different varieties of prasadam, rasgullas and gulab jamuns and halvas and puris and what else? Rasmalai. Shayad thoda le jaane mein mushkil hoti hai. Anyway, kullad mein baandh ke le aayenge. Probably they will bring in the kullad. It's possible, yeah. So like that, they would have different varieties of prasad. And they would actually, Krishna would actually steal from somebody's place. Somebody's looking that side, just utha ke le lete the. And somebody would just start dancing while taking prasad. Somebody started singing while taking prasad. And the demigods and Brahmaji, they were getting confused and bewildered. This is the Supreme Lord. There is no concept of shuddha, ashuddha. And there's no concept the way he is eating, and sometimes he's just taking from somebody's mouth and eating. Krishna, so for the devatas, some of the devatas, it was quite shocking. He's a yajna bhuk, one who accepts the prasad from the yajna, and he is now taking the jutha from the mouth of the cowherd friends. Something is wrong here. With him. There's no concept of, there's no mantra being chanted here, there's no puja being offered, or no bell being rung. What is happening here? So they were like quite astounded and shocked, some of them, that what is happening here? In Vedic culture, for all this to stand and eat also is shocking. So the Vedic traditional people, when they see somebody just eating and standing, like a shock, how can you eat while standing? Bombay mein to time hi nahi hai. Khade hoke hi khate hain most people. And most of the, many of the hotels have that standing thing only. Now the Vedic times, that culture of eating and standing was like a shock. How can you eat while standing? That's not respect. Where is the time nowadays that people have the lunch breaks? This is Krishna's lunch break in his work. When he goes to tend the cows, this is the lunch break. It is not like the typical lunch break, 30 minutes lunch break, usme bhi bahut kuch kaam rehta hai, and then it's like there's no schedule there in Vrindavan. There's no scheduling there that you have to reach back at this time and 30 minutes is your lunch break and 20 minutes you have to do this. And then, this is like fun time there Krishna is having. There's no lunch break. And nowadays it's difficult to get time actually, many people. Sometimes you ask someone, there's no time for anything. People say, "Marne ka bhi time nahi hai." Like, itna kam samay hai. Problem is, there's no time. You've heard people saying that. But anyway, when the time comes, then it comes. Whether you have time or not, the time will come. When the time comes, whoever you are, however busy we are, when it comes, it comes. No force can stop it. Nobody can stop it. It comes. So anyways, beautiful form of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, playing with his cowherd friends. He has stuck his, between the waist and the cloth, he has his flute here and the bugle. What is that? String. The bugle, which is there on his left side, and he has his stick to herding the calves on his left side, and in his left hand he is having that curd rice. And along with curd rice, Radha Govind Maharaj explains, there were the different varieties of pickles he had, like adrak ka achar or nimbu ka achar or mirchi ka achar, and like that, different pickles, right? With curd rice Krishna would have, like, it stuck here in his, between the gap between the fingers. Sometimes he would like take this and like this. This one. And take a curd and then take the... So, for the devatas, and it was shocking. Probably we may not be able to understand what is so shocking, because we have abhi apna culture bhi raha nahi hai. So it's for them, those who were there at that time, to have someone eat like this was out of question. And they were thinking, we offer such elaborate yajnas with such mantras and tantras and pujas, and still Lord Vishnu sometimes don't come and accept the offering. And here there is no mantra, tantra, nothing is being there, and Lord Vishnu is snatching and eating. So what was that? This was the everyday pastime which Krishna would perform on the banks of Sri Yamunaji at different places. They were there. Sukadeva Goswami beautifully explains, the children were having the food, the gopas were having their food, but their mind was only on achyut, achyut amsha. And even though they were honoring prasad, they were giving prasad to Krishna, but their mind was constantly on achyut atmasu. Their minds were absorbed in feeding Krishna, and they were experiencing complete satisfaction in just serving Krishna, pleasing Krishna, giving Krishna whatever they had brought. That is the principle. That is the principle. When we serve Krishna, when we please Krishna, we get complete nourishment, complete satisfaction. That's what we see as we began with Parikshit Maharaj. Completely satisfied in hearing Krishna katha, no need of prasad or anything. There is no break, no prasadam break, no rest break, nothing. Completely nourished, satisfied, all the senses completely satisfied. What we are all looking for, complete satisfaction. His experience we see from the life of these cowherd gopas. It's not that they were hungry, so they were thinking about their own food. Nahi to apna apna dabba leke khane lag gaye, bhook lagaye, bhook lagaye. The whole big pastime happened, kul laga, so probably must have taken, they must be late for their time for lunch. And so it's not that everyone went to their own corners and started eating. And when you are hungry, it's difficult actually to relate to someone. It's about to take prasad and you're very hungry and you're about to eat, and some near friend, good friend come, and your pitta is high and difficult to control. So it's very difficult to deal and interact, and your mind is always thinking, when will he go and when will I eat? But here Krishna is giving complete satisfaction to all these Brajavasis, the cohort friends. And then as they were absorbed, some of them saw that the cows which were tending the grass nearby, which were eating the grass nearby, suddenly seems to be disappeared, not to be seen. So they were like shocked and thought, this is our livelihood, this is our life. What will we tell the parents? We were absorbed so much in eating that we didn't take care of the cows. So they were like shocked and fearful, what will happen? But then Krishna comes in and says, Tandrishvabhai santrishnan uche krishnasya tibhayam mitrani asan me viramate ha anyase vatsakan aham. Krishna is telling, devotees, please, my friends, do not fear. Do not become bhaya santristan uche krishnasya bhibhayam. One who is the controller of the fear personified Krishna, when Krishna speaks, he is saying, do not fear, my friends, mitro, I'll just go and bring them. I'll personally go. Ha anya sevatsakanaham. I will go and bring these calves back. You all please sit and enjoy and continue your lunch. Prabhupada brilliantly in the purport explains that in this material world, the fear is the constant element which is haunting all the living entities, all of us. And Prabhupada brilliantly explains that when one takes shelter of Krishna, who is the controller, or even death, which is in this world considered the greatest fearing force, the death. Krishna is the controller of even death. When one takes shelter of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, all the fear is gone. Prabhupada explains, any fear in this material world is there because of lack of Krishna consciousness. That's the only reason for fear. And then Prabhupada quotes this beautiful verse from prayers of Sri Brahmaji. Shramashriteye padapallava plavam mahat padam punya yasho murari bhavambhudir vats padam param padam 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 yad vipadam natesham. Prabhupada explains, Samasriteye pada pallava plavam, that one when takes shelter of the lotus feet, take ashray of the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, who are like a boat which gives us the shelter, Mahatpadam Punya Yasho Murari, of the lotus feet of Murari, who is famous as Murari. Bhavam Budhir Vatsa Padam Param Padam Bhava Ambudhi, the whole material existence which is like an ocean, that whole ocean water becomes like vatsapadam, the water contained in the hoof prints of a calf. Padam padam yada vipadam natesham, and that person achieves param padam, the eternal abode of the Supreme Lord, and then he does not have to experience padam padam yada vipadam natesham. He does not have to experience the vipadas which are present at every step in this world. The whole world is actually this land ke andar jo mine dal dete hai na, enemy camp, what is that called? Huh? Mine bombs or something, they do it in a different. Land mines or something. So it's like the whole world is like that. Padam padam yada vipadam natesha. You don't know at what step what will go wrong. Everything is fine and suddenly you just fall sick, and suddenly you get a heart attack, or suddenly somebody gets lost, or somebody in the relation dies, or somebody theft happens, or something happens. It's padam padam, it's all planted there. We don't know. Padam padam yad vipadam natesham. So there are landmines at every step which are being planted. One wrong step at that place and then blast. Shrama shriteya pada plavam plavam. The solution is take shelter of Krishna. Lack of Krishna consciousness, as Prabhupada explains. So all the cowherd friends, no, we will also come, we will also join. You are going for the search party, and Krishna says, no, I will go personally, you just continue with your thing. I swear I'll just quickly come back, we just don't want to do. Krishna personally goes to take care Krishna doesn't want his friends to disturb the lunch break. He said, you know, you continue with your lunch prasad, I'll just quickly come back. He has in his hand that curd rice which he's having with all those pickles in it. He goes with that curd rice in his hand. He's walking with that. Even though Krishna has unlimited energies which are under control. Maya dakshena pakirti suyate sacharacharam. All the energies are under him, but still Krishna personally goes when it comes to serving his devotees, taking care of his devotees. Then Krishna personally goes. And Krishna also does not hesitate to serve his devotees. And then Krishna is going to searching for the calves. And probably there was some fresh green grass available which they followed the path and they went further, further, further. And Krishna goes looking for the calves, but there are no calves anywhere. Herein, our Brahmaji has come in. He has seen the pastimes of the Supreme Lord of Aghasur and he wanted to see some more leela, some more pastimes. Drashtu manju mahitvam. He wanted to see Krishna's more glory. What Krishna does now, let me steal the calves. So while Krishna was enjoying the lunch with his cowherd friends, Brahmaji came with his yogic power, took all the calves and hid them in a cave. And Krishna here, who is Sarvagya, who is all-knowing, he is looking for the calves to perform this wonderful deela. And then he goes looking for the calves and then Brahmaji realizes now the Krishna is far away. He takes all the gopas also, packs them in the same cave. Brahmaji also takes care and makes nice arrangement for them in the cave. Gives them an anesthesia so that they are sleeping. No disturbance for them. There he had this arrangement and took away the calves and all to see some more of the leelas of the Supreme Lord. Of course, the means was not the right. His concept, idea was good. Let me see what Krishna does now. Will he come to chastise me? Will he start searching? Will he start crying? Will he go back and do what? And how will Krishna deal? He wanted to see the more leelas and pastimes. But sometimes mistakes happen from great people also to teach us lessons. This was not the right way to teach a lesson. And sometimes, bade logon se bhi galti ho jati hai kabhi kabhi. So Brahmaji was somehow wrong here in doing that. So Krishna didn't find the calves because they were not there. They were all taken away by Brahmaji. Krishna is searching the calves. Then he comes back, sees the gopas are also gone. So the calves were gone. The gopas are not there. Krishna is thinking probably the gopas have gone to search for the calves, but he looks around. The gopas are not there, the calves are not there. And then Krishna is thinking. He knows, of course, that it is the job of Vidhi, the Brahmaji. Because there were no footprints of the calves, no footprint of the gopas. Krishna is referred by Shukadeva Goswami. This leela as a Vishwavitta. One who knows what is happening in every corner of the universe. That is Krishna. What is happening in every corner of the universe. What is happening in my heart, his heart, your heart, your heart, heart, his. He's thinking, he's aware. That is Krishna's recording system. He knows about every individual. Facebook may know the data of those who apply 50 million or whatever. The datas are being given out or something being misused, but Krishna knows of everyone. There's a CCTV camera installed in everyone's heart, in every living being. It's everything, all our messages, all our calls, all our talks, all our walks, all our thoughts are recorded. But the difference is it's not for misuse. It is for a good use. To bring us back to him, to use that data to analyze and bring us back. That is Krishna's recording mechanism. Thousands and billions of GBs of data recorded, not to misuse that data. नहीं, अगर कृष्णा वॉन्ट्स टू मैनिपुलेट दैट डेटा देयर, बट नो, कृष्णा इज ऑल गुड. That's God's by definition. He's all good. Even if he wants, he cannot do harm to anyone. He would never want it, but even if he wants, Krishna cannot do harm. That is Krishna. That is God. He cannot never harm or do bad to anyone. We have to have the vision to see it. Sometimes you may not understand it, but the axiomatic truth is that Krishna can never do harm, wrong, bad, ill to anyone. To anyone, whoever he is. Chahe wo kitni bhi gali bhi de Bhagwan ko. Somebody may just want to kill Krishna, beat Krishna, deny Krishna. Still Krishna will do the best for that person. That is the Supreme Lord, Krishna. So then Krishna is thinking, okay, Brahmaji has done this, let me also do some leela. Brahmaji wanted to see some leela, let me show him some leela. Tatha Krishna mudam kartum, to give pleasure to Brahmaji and to all the mothers of Sri Vrindavan Dham. Krishna said, I'll perform a wonderful leela. He is Vishwakrit Ishvara. Shukadeva Goswami describes that. He is the creator of the whole cosmic manifestation. He can expand into anything. So Krishna expands into the exact number of cows, exact number of the cowherd friends, with all their paraphernalia, with all their idiosyncrasies, with either their thoughts, with either their clothes, the jewelry, the flutes, the bugles. Exact replica. Exact means supremely exact, even the thought processes, even the voices and everything exact. What is that? Clonization? Clones? This was Krishna's cloning of everything. From what they were wearing that day, to what they were thinking that day, to all the data was absolutely, completely encapsulated in that. With that. That is Sarvam Vishnu Mayam. Brahmaji was confused also. He was sure he is playing with fire. So he didn't want to take much time. He went up, kept them in a moment, Bhagavatam describes, in a truti. That's the time, that's the time which is done too. Like that's, you, what is that called? Chutki, chutki. Jitna samay lagta, that's the time Brahmaji took. And he comes back. Of course, before that, before Brahmaji comes back, there's a hole on the earth. He comes back very quickly, within a truti, within a moment. But on the earth, there are different time zones in this world and different universes and different planets. So Brahmaji's time zone was a truti. But herein, by the time this thing happened, a whole year had passed. And Krishna, with the calves, who's tending himself, playing with himself, doing everything with himself. So all the, when Krishna would go, all these calves would go back to the home, and the cows would really love them more. And even the mothers, when they would hear these gopas, their own children who are actually Krishna's coming in, they were more enlivened and more happy, and they were thinking that previously in all Braj Bhumi, that was the principle, everyone loved Krishna more than even their own family members. Which is something rare for a mother. A mother loves all children, but her own children is the most dear. Whoever he is, however he is, whatever he does, my son is the best. That's mother. That is the glory of motherhood. But herein in Vrindavan, everyone loved Krishna more than their own children. So then, in this year, they were all surprising that we were loving Krishna more, but this year we are loving our own children equal to Krishna. Something special, affection is being drawn. And some of them had grown, probably most of them were around 4 or 5, but still they were being breastfed by their mothers, and out of love, the nectar was emanating from their breasts. And this is amazing. And even the cows, they were so happy to have these calves, even though in that year, many of the cows gave birth to other calves, little calves, but they were feeding these calves more milk and reciprocating with them. And so it was astounding for everyone, but nobody was understanding what is happening in Vrindavan. Everyone is loving their own children like the Krishna. Everyone is loving the calves like they would love for Krishna. Because everyone was Krishna. बड़ी धीरे बोल रहे हैं भगवान का नाम मंदिर में तो शर्माना नहीं चाहिए. Everyone was Krishna. एटलीस्ट मंदिर में नहीं शर्माना चाहिए. Everyone was Krishna. Everything was Krishna. Everything is Krishna. But here he was personally present there and reciprocating with all the Brajavasi ladies. Because most of them had that desire when they would see Yashoda Mai loving Krishna, feeding Krishna. They had in their mind that Krishna agar hamare hote, ghar pe paida hote, to main bhi uska itna pyar karti, main usko doodh pilati, main usko snan karti. So Krishna, to reciprocate with that desire of the Brajavasis, ladies, appeared or performed this wonderful leela and appeared. So when Krishna would come back in the evening, they would offer milk, took their own milk, they would embrace him, make him sit on their lap, they would massage him with scented oil, they would offer him snan, they would offer him chandan, decorate him. Every day they would put tilak on him, they would like offer the best of the preparations they knew, they would make Krishna talk to him and they would make him sleep. So they were having a great festival the whole year. And like this, the 1 year had passed. So then, a few days before, we'll just complete with this. 5-6 days before a year had passed. This past time when it happened, Balramji had not come with Krishna. It was his birthday. So he had to give some yajna and dan and participate in some rituals. So he did not come. So 5-6 days before this, Balramji was there and he was seeing what is happening. This is something special happening. And one of the days he saw that the cows were by the elderly gopas, they were tending the cows on Govardhan Hill and on the banks in Radhakund, the Krishna and Balaram, the calves were there, and the cows somehow happened to see their calves and they ran up the mountain without even thinking about the terrain or how it is difficult. They just ran, and the cowherd men, they just with their sticks and yelling, "Hey, ruko, ruko, ruko," and they were trying to stop the cows, because if the cows and the calves unite and they take all the milk and there is nothing for the gopas. So they were thinking, trying to stop them, but then like they were just unstoppable, just flowing, walking, running towards their calves. And the cowherd men, when they ran behind, when they were like about to chastise ki bachchon ko apne yahan kyun lekar aaye bachdon ko, but then when they saw their children, they were so like attracted by Krishna, by their own children who were actually Krishna. They just embraced them and tears were flowing from their eyes out of affection, smelling their head. So in this way, Balramji was seeing all this, that something is wrong here. Is it Asuri Maya? But no Asuri Maya can affect me. It is some Devi Maya, but nothing can affect me. And then finally, Balarami said, "Okay, let me ask Krishna. That what is this is happening? I've been seeing nowadays something is different in Brajabhumi. People are loving their own children more than you. Something is wrong." Then, of course, Krishna explains the whole thing, that this is what has been going on. And then Balaramji realizes, oh, so this is the secret, what is happening. So even Balaramji could not, if Krishna does not want anyone to understand, even Balaramji cannot understand. So who are we to understand Krishna's acts, thoughts in our life? Sometimes some situations comes in our life, we are trying to analyze why this happened to me, why did God do to me? And sometimes we understand through the scriptures, sometimes seniors can tell us, but some things are unexplainable if Krishna does not want it to be revealed. Balaramji here himself, he couldn't understand what is happening. Anyways, it's So Balaramji realizes, okay, and then finally on the day, 1 year has passed, Brahmaji with his truti comes back and he realizes the same Leela is happening again. Same Krishna and all the cowherd boys are there, they are playing, and then this, and Brahmaji is in a state of shock. What has happened? Where are the original cowherd boys? Are they there, or these are the original, or those who are sleeping are original? With all his foreheads spinning, he is thinking, maybe he has brought it back. So he immediately, just from his vision, immediately quickly goes back and sees they are there also, they are here also. So there's a different analysis Brahmaji is doing. Brahmaji is the biggest personality, the greatest devotee of the Lord. He is the senior most in age amongst all of us, the senior most in wisdoms, nearest to the Supreme Lord. The highest post he is having in this universe is Brahmaji, the CEO of the universe, or bigger than CEO, whatever, who is the topmost position of the universe he was having. So he was like confused, and he was imparted knowledge by the Supreme Lord at the beginning of creation. Within his own heart, Tene Brahma Hriday Adi Kavi, that Brahmaji was imparted knowledge within the heart by the Supreme Lord. So that was his wisdom level. He didn't have to go to a school, nursery, LKG or whatever, KG, to do schooling. That is God. He gives, imparts knowledge in the heart. He doesn't have to send his children to school to train them or give them knowledge. Brahmaji was... So that Brahmaji is trying to analyze what has happened. Is Krishna bringing the same people back? As soon as I go, he brings it them? Or is it a different set? Or which is the original? Of course, some acharyas explain it was actually the third set. Like the Maya Sita, Ravana could not kidnap Mother Sita. Brahmaji could not touch Krishna's eternal associate. It was another set with Brahmaji, the Maya Arabhakaha, which was taken away by Brahmaji, which Brahmaji could not fathom. So in this way, Brahmaji was completely confused and not able to understand. Shukadeva Goswami brilliantly explains, Evam sammoheyam Vishnu vimoham vishvamohanam swayam eva maya jopi swayam eva vimohita. Evam sammoheyam Vishnu. One who wanted to bewilder Vishnu. Another name is Vimoham, which is Vigat, from which is Vimoho, or illusion. Who is Vishvamohanam? Krishna is the one who bewilders the entire universe. Even the demigods are bewildered by Krishna. So that is that Krishna, that Supreme Lord, who is Vimoham, who is Vishwamohanam, Brahmaji wanted to bewilder, wanted to put in Moho. And the result was, he himself was bewildered, confused, not sure what was to be done. That is, so Prabhupada brilliantly explains that, therefore, one should not try to exhibit one insignificant opulence before the great power of the Supreme Lord. One should not try to defy the order of the Supreme Lord or try to exhibit one's own opulence. Herein we see the example of Brahmaji. He himself was completely the topmost person of this universe. Was completely, completely bewildered. And then when he realizes and is completely himself bewildered, and then he repents and realizes, kuch to gadbad ho gaya lagta hai, maybe I have done some gross big mistake. And that's when he gets the darshan of the Vishnu Murtis. He sees all the friends, the cowherd friends actually, and the calves are actually the Supreme Lord Sri Vishnu, with four arms, having Shankha, Chakra, Gada, Padma, with beautiful helmets and earrings and beautiful forest flower garlands, and with the marks of Sri Vatsa, the beautiful jewelry and costume jewel with bangles and ornaments and rings and everything, and beautifully decorated. When he saw Then he got the beautiful darshan when he repented, when he realized. That's when Brahmaji got the darshan. And then actually he gets the real darshan of Vrindavan. So we will end with this beautiful section where Brahmaji, after being repenting and offering obeisances and coming forgiveness from the Supreme Lord, bewildered Brahmaji later on. And then when he offers obeisances, and then actually he sees Vrindavan. And what is that Vrindavan? The Bhagavatam describes, Yatra naisarga durvairo sahasa nirmrig adayo mitrani vijat avasa drut rut tarshak adikam. That is Sri Vrindavan Dham. Yatra naisargik, where there is natural sobhavik durvaira, no enmity durvaira between the living beings. They sahasa, they live together, the humans, the mrig adi, and all the animals like friends, like the same residence. Druta, there is no druta, there is no hunger, there is no. All that root is given away. There's no hunger, no thirst. And all the naturally inimical beings, like the lion and the cow and the cat and the rat and the peacock and the snake, all the which are natural enemies, stay together. That is what is Sri Vrindavan Dham. There is no enmity between the two worlds. Prabhupada briefly explains in the purport that there is envy in this world because of the desire to sense gratification, desire to enjoy. When my desire to enjoy is interrupted by this person's desire to enjoy, when there are different circles of consent, different circles with different centers, everyone wants to enjoy independently. This is my center, this is another center, this center, this center. Then these circles collide. Prabhupada would put a simple example. When you throw a stone at one point on the lake, there are ripples with that center. You throw another point, those ripples collide. But when you throw the same stone, all the stones at the same point, that actually strengthens. So that is what Prabhupada explains. When we have Krishna or God as the center of the society, then there is universal peace or universal happiness can be experienced, non-enviousness. But Vrindavan, only Krishna's satisfaction. Vrindavan, Prabhupada explains, sadhus keep cows and supply milk to the tigers. That is Vrindavan. Come here, take a little milk, and even tigers are devotees. In Vrindavan, Prabhupada explains beautifully, everyone is happy. The calf is happy, the cat is happy, the dog is happy, the man is happy. Everyone. Because everyone wants to serve Krishna in a different capacity and thus no envy. Inhabitants of Vrindavan think, what is given by Krishna, let us divide it as prasad and eat. Prabhupada beautifully concludes this purport. This mentality cannot appear all of a sudden, but it will gradually develop with Krishna consciousness. By sadhana, one can come to this platform of Vrindavan. And the Prabhupada explains, we are therefore, Prabhupada ends the purport with, we are therefore trying to give human society the opportunity for a life of happiness, good health, peace of mind, and all good quality through God consciousness. So all our needs which we are all looking for, Prabhupada in this beautiful purport concludes that this, through this Krishna consciousness movement, I'll read this, we are therefore, Prabhupada says, that we are therefore trying to give human society the opportunity for a life of happiness, good health, peace of mind, and all good qualities through God consciousness. That is Srila Prabhupada's movement, endeavor, And it is our, all of us, our great fortunate to be somehow connected to this movement and be a part of experiencing this happiness of Vrindavan in our lives and sharing this happiness of Vrindavan with all the people of the world. Hare Krishna. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada ki, Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagavan ki, Shri Vrindavan Dham ki. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much to everyone.